Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's huddle call. Today is Tuesday, January 26th. And purpose of the call is just to discuss meaningful topics, review any questions you might have about deals, deal scenarios, or answer any questions at all, period, regardless of what they may be. If you have any technical questions related to Podio, your mailing campaigns, always better to send those to support at reivolt.com as that gets into the support queue. And technically, those questions are always easier to answer by our technical team because it requires them potentially looking inside of your Podio account, et cetera. So that would be support at reivolt.com. If you need any help with deals you'd like for either myself or Gary to review, send those emails to dealhelp@reivolt.com, dealhelp@reivolt.com. And those go directly to myself and to Gary simultaneously. So depending on the nature of your question regarding a deal, either myself or Gary will answer it, or both of us will answer it, you know, if it's a creative deal, et cetera. He knows more about that than I do. Call scheduled to go for an hour, but it may be less depending on the number of questions we have, et cetera. To raise your hand, press star 5. That'll raise your hand. I'll see it here, and I'll be able to select you. If you want to lower your hand, you can press star 5. So if you raise your hand and then you change your mind, you can hit star 5 again, and that'll lower your hand. So, oops, I lost where I was at. So, you know, I just wanted to share with you guys, we discussed this last week on the call, but I kind of want to walk you through, guys, so the experience so far. So last week, I think a couple of you had mentioned, I put an ad out for an assistant, right? More of an executive assistant. I want to walk through this because I got some insight that I think may be helpful for you guys. So you can actually see the original ad. Gary wrote another ad to kind of mimic the ad that I wrote, but the original one is at chrischico.com/assistant. chrischico.com/assistant. So I wrote that ad, and I posted that ad on Craigslist, and I also posted that ad on Craigslist and hiremymom.com, hiremymom.com. And also sent the email to my list. So once I did that, now just to give you, I'm looking not for a virtual assistant like what you would find as a real estate assistant, but really more of a right-hand kind of project manager person, U.S.-based. I said I was looking to pay anywhere between $15 to $25 an hour, so not really going cheap on that regard. And if you look at that application, there, I very much spelled everything out, and then now they click on the button, and now they get a application form that they have to fill out. In that application form, it's a Smartsheet app, Smartsheet web form. They fill out the details. A couple important things that were helpful to me when going through the applications. I had them all do a video resume. So I asked 3 questions. And I said, I need you to answer these 3 questions. I need you to go ahead and upload them, create a video, and then make it under 5 minutes, and then upload that video to YouTube. And so I wanted them to do that. It served a couple purposes. As I was going through the applications last couple days, it's great to be able to see the person because for no other reason that I found it interesting being able to determine the energy level. Because some of the people were just really high energy. Some of them were just like, wow, are you dead or what's going on? And so it was really helpful to know that. I also did that on purpose because I wanted to make sure that whoever I pick and select is somebody that has some technical ability behind them. So the application asked them to upload their resume in a PDF format. And I did that specifically because I wanted to see if they would follow instructions follow instructions in terms of Word document or PDF. I also asked them to put a link to their resume, and to upload the resume and put it in either Google Drive or Dropbox and share the link. And so the reason I did that is because I wanted to make sure that, hey, you know, again, want to make sure that they kind of are able to get their way around the computer. You know, are they able to upload a file? Are they able to change permissions? Do they know enough to test it to make sure that, hey, it's working, that everything is working? And then also I asked also a series of questions throughout the application I segregated between systems, real estate experience, and online experience, and wanting them to kind of share that with me. Although their resume many times gave me that detailed information, I still wanted them to explain that to me, because now I can kind of see how they write and the thoroughness under which they write. Then I also had them go through answer a few tests. One test was I have an event I'm speaking at 1 o'clock at 9 o'clock tonight. And I have a flight at 1 o'clock to New York, and I missed it. How would you get me on that flight? The other way would be, the other question I ask is, hey, I'm having a lunch for my office tomorrow or in a couple of days. How do you organize it? You know, because I want lunch served for everybody. And what I'm trying to do is mimic kind of the way that I would want to work with someone that has, you know, a higher, I guess, higher brain function, right? Not that any of us have lower brain functions, but I think you guys know what I mean. So that way, you know, if I was having a lunch in my office, then that's really all I would say to them. Here's a list of the people. I want to have lunch served. Figure it out, because I don't have time to figure that out. So I wanted to find, kind of get from them, you know, what, you know, how they responded to those type of questions. And so then now, a couple of things happened. So I let that sit for a bit because I just got busy. Obviously, I need an assistant. That's why the applications for the assistant sat on there for about 3 weeks. And what was interesting is that people started emailing back and saying, hey, I'm interested in this position, but I was curious if you filled it. So those automatically rose to the top because they were actually reaching out and saying, hey, I'm interested. Could you let me know? The second thing I look for is how much did they explain things, right? So if they just one or two sentences versus if they put a whole paragraph and really went into a lot of detail. And for the position that I'm hiring, I want somebody that provides a lot of detail, et cetera. So for me, that was important. And so I went through all those applications. It ends up being that I divided them into a couple of different buckets. Some of them were not qualified at all. Either they didn't do the video, or they had really simple answers, or maybe they did do the video, but it just didn't gel with me, their personality. I had maybes, which is kind of like, you know, I have to revisit them. I earmarked a couple people that were qualified. One of them I spoke with today. And then there was a bunch of them I got for real estate. And one of the things is I'm not trying to hire a real estate entrepreneur for this position, but I saved those because I'm going to test hiring an intern. I haven't figured this out. I'll share it with you guys maybe in the next couple calls. I'm going to test hiring an intern from my list on the real estate side and acquisitions, and I'm trying to just formulate the compensation structure and the model. So once I kind of get that figured out, I'm going to roll that application process out and see what happens, and obviously we'll share it with you guys. So that's how it ended up. And then I had a conversation with one gal today that I thought went really well. And so I think most people don't know, I have a degree in accounting. But after I left accounting, I actually worked as a headhunter for about a year. So I'm very familiar with the hiring process, and I'm good at looking at resumes, looking at the gaps and seeing, hey, this doesn't really gel. Why is there a gap here? What's this here? What's that? Et cetera. So the interview process that I go through with them is very, very thorough, because I think that if you're going to hire somebody, man, the cost of you know, you train them and then they don't work out, now you got to go through the whole hiring process again and whatever projects you have on deck to have them do. Now they're backlogged, and so, you know, to me, I learned the hard way that going through this process, and whenever I haven't gone through this process. So one thing I would do is, as an aside, I would say that, you know, in the past, we've hired for a different position, and the position didn't work out. And in hindsight, we just went on with somebody that, hey, was referred to us, and now the mindset is, it doesn't matter if you're referred or not. You still go through the process and the system that we have in place for all applicants because it has to go through the entire vetting process. So in terms of interviewing methodology, I use Top Grading. Top Grading is a book, although there is a recent revision called Who. And I didn't feel like reading the book, so I went on Google and I searched for, if you go on Google, you search Who, I forget what, but you, such file type .pdf, file type .doc, review, and all these other different searches. So I ended up getting a bunch of people who summarized the book. So I kind of knew Todd Grading for before, but needed a refresher, so I went through that. And I had an interview that lasted about an hour and a half. I think it was an hour and a half, which if you think about it, it's quite substantial. So I went through my interview process is that, you know, to a certain extent, I have to sell them on the position and sell them on the opportunity, right? So I want them looking at this and saying, I really want this because this is a really great opportunity, right? And for me, it's the pitch of, hey, get a chance to learn real estate, get a chance to learn online marketing. There's going to be involved in a lot of different facets of the business, so make it exciting. All those things are true. And then I go through the entire resume in a lot of detail. And I wrote down some of the questions I asked, but in every single position, I look at the position, I look what they did, I ask them, what were you hired to do, what were your compliments, what are you proud of, what did you not like in that position, what did you think about your boss, what you like, what you didn't like. And I'm just looking for clues, just anything that I could dive into. And by that, I mean that sometimes when you do an interview process, you talk to someone, and you might hear something, and it feels like, oh, that's a little odd, and you just kind of let it go. And you go on to the next thing. With the top grading type of interview is that you're almost kind of like you're kind of like if you could picture the only analogy I come up with, you know, maybe like an eagle, you know, eagle flies a certain distance above the water and he's just kind of looking for movement or something. And as soon as he sees the movement in the water, which indicates that there's food down there, that's when they dive. And so that's the process is that any time that there's anything said that just seems odd or maybe that, you know, hey, they might say, how was it like working with your boss? And they might say, yeah, I'm not saying that she said this, but maybe they might say, yeah, he's just really demanding. So that's something I would want to know. Well, what do you mean demanding? How is demanding? Oh, define demanding. Define what demanding isn't. How would you say that you would like, you know, so I'm trying to get at and to dig in as much as I can into that job experience to try to bring out what it would be like to work with that person. So we went through the entire interview process. I took a lot of notes and scribbles on the actual resume, everything that I thought was relevant. I covered tools because there's certain tools we use in our business. I wanted to know what project tools they used in the past, what they didn't, what they liked about those, what they didn't like. I also got into, you know, kind of like what their goals are, what they would like to, you know, what their ideal place to work and people to be involved with, what do they stand for, what are their kind of getting at their values, et cetera. I did then go through kind of a detailed description of all the things that we would be working on initially, and understanding that for this position, it's more of a, hey, you're going to help me out with these things, systemize them, and then we're going to be moving on to other things. So it's a continual moving of sorts. And what I wanted to them to get a clearer picture of kind of like what all those different tasks look like. The other thing on the tail end of that is I had them take a Colby test, K-O-L-B-E. I did tell them that I would run a background and criminal record search on them as well as part of the requirements. References I had already, they actually were referred to me by someone, but I still had them go through the process. And so I had spoken already with one of the references and I may do another reference. I'm not 100% sure. I should do at least two. Now, the other thing that was of interest was the Colby score. I'm a big fan of the Colby score. And so for me, I have to understand how I work to then figure out how somebody else who's coming in is going to be able to work with me effectively. So for those of you that are familiar with the Colby score, I am a extremely high fact finder, 9. I am a 7 in follow through, and I'm a 1 in quick start. So it's very difficult to get me to do anything without really analyzing the data, right? So this particular person took the exam, and they scored a 8 in FactFinder, which is good. Follow-through, I was a little disappointed. They scored a 5. I have a 7, so I can really be very detail-oriented when it comes to creation of systems. So if she's a 5, which is good, if she was a 3 or 2, then I would probably not consider her. So she's kind of on the right there at the fringes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask her to give me an example, because she mentioned on the call with me, that she had done some previous processes and systems for her past employees. So I'm going to ask her to provide me a sample copy of one to see how much detail and in the framework that she used. Because that test, you know, could be that maybe she could have been a 6 or 7, but maybe she scored something one way or another. So because she's in the middle, although the middle portion of that test is more of an adaptable, right? So she can go either way. So I just want to get a little bit more data on that as well. I am going to have her take the DISC profile exam to make sure what the position, make sure that, you know, how does her DISC profile compare to mine? And I believe actually that I had someone, for those of you guys that are interested, I was at a seminar where they told me recently what was the, I was just trying to find it here real quick, what was the DISC profile that was recommended? It was a lady by the name of Helen Davis, and she recommended a DISC profile of, let me see. See what I just while we're at it here, high S and high C for an assistant, high S and high C. Now the other thing I was going to mention is that she does have a quick start that is higher than mine. So that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. So if she was a 10 or 9 on quick start, I would probably not hire her. Would not hire her because then there's too much of a gap. So in her, you know, so with her being a 5, she's kind of in the middle, right? So now she's able to kind of maybe bring me along where maybe I might be hesitant on, hey, I'm not really sure if this is a good strategy, but she might help me along and kind of get things moving a little bit quicker than I would because I tend to drag my feet because I'm looking for information, et cetera. And so I think that those are the things that I wanted to share. And whenever I've done this process, you know, I think about, for some of you guys have been here for a while, Calvin, who used to be an acquisition manager for me, and I, you know, put an email to my list, and I went through this, you know, entire process. And, you know, we've parted ways amicably, but, you know, for the time we were working together, he was great. I followed this process as well. And, you know, it's a pain in the ass just because of the of everything required and, you know, of the as I'm going through, I'm probably going to interview at least one other person. One of the things that this helped, the process that I put in place, helped in that I don't have to talk to that many people because when you look at the responses and you look at the video and you look at everything combined, that really helps. And also I think the starting point is always a clear job description, so that when you're looking at it, you're looking through it through the right filter, right? Because a lot of people said in the application that they were interested in real estate, but that's not really what I'm looking for. You know, that's for another position altogether, which then they will be put into that bucket, given the opportunity to maybe interview for that bucket, etc. Let me see what else I wrote down about that. So interview, top grading, COVID test. And I think that's it. So I wanted to share that because we discussed that last week in terms of that process. So I wanted to kind of bring close the loop a little bit more on that. So I'm going to be maybe I'll give you guys another update for those that are interested. And I think that was all that I had on my list of items to cover. So for those of you that came in late, what I was just, and I'll open it up for questions. Again, if you want to ask a question about anything, you hit *5. But I was covering the last week we had a conversation about an ad that I placed, and then Gary had kind of done the same thing for a position that he needs. But at chrischico.com/assistant, that was an ad that I created, a page that then I put an ad on Craigslist, on hiremymom.com, sent an email to my subscriber base in an effort to try to find an assistant, And then there's a particular application process and a whole thing that I, you know, process that I followed all the way to the very end to see if I could, hey, get the right person that I need and ensure that it's the right fit, the perfect fit, so I can have somebody that is going to be with me long term and it's going to fit what I'm looking for. So I was just walking through the whole entire process with everyone here. So obviously you get the call recording, but you can also go there and take a look at the job description and the application. So I actually have to do about three more of those, but I have to do this one first. So I have to do a couple other job descriptions and process for that. So I don't know if you guys have any questions about that, or maybe let me know if that was helpful to you for me to walk through that. I know it's supposed to, you know, we're here for real estate, but sometimes I don't have anything to talk about real estate unless you guys ask a question about real estate. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but hey. Hello.
Hello. This is Steve.
Steve, did I hit you by mistake or did you unmute? Okay.
I raised my hand.
Hello. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. And I really appreciate you going through this, because this is good stuff. I hired an assistant last year, towards the end of last year. I didn't go into as much detail as far as the screening process as you did, but this is way better than what I did. And I did capture your smart sheets system, and we're going to use that for our next hires, which is going to be acquisitions guy. And then I'm going to hire also somebody to do more of the crap that I don't want to do. More, almost, not really a GM, but just a high level partner, if you will.
Well, you know, the ad here for the assistant is really meant to, is really, that's what that's geared for. It's almost like a utility player, right? Because the example would be is, I'm trying to think about, I'll give you an example, right? So, and this would apply to you in the same way, but one of the things, there's a particular site that we're redoing, and I need to change the membership site area. But typically that would entail maybe me doing some research, maybe coming up with some options and trying to figure all that out in order to say, hey, this one looks like the best option. But now this person is the one that's going to do that, right? So then, it's really, but I think that at the most important thing, I think, and what I saw from the differences in the applications was, you know, you get what you pay for. And so you have to pay a little bit more. You can't do not that you were going to do this, but you can't do the, you know, Filipino VA that you're going to pay $5 or $6 an hour, because they're not going to get you the kind of a horsepower that you need in order to figure that stuff out.
Right, right. And I love this system. Looks fantastic. I'm gonna utilize it on my next hires.
When are you gonna do your acquisition?
As soon as I get the ad written. I had a guy that was supposed to come on board, and he's kind of petered out on me.
Okay.
He's making excuses to delay his start, which means he doesn't really want to come on board. So I'm ready to pull that trigger now, and I'm also ready to pull the trigger on my other executive assistant or even partner. So I know Gary Boomer was working on a review. I mean, he was supposed to edit per our last conversation an ad for I don't know if it was an integrator or what it was, but
I'm supposed to edit it. yeah. He added the stuff, and so I got to edit it, but I had to kind of finish off what I was doing with this one here. Because there's some things that I would have, I changed as I went along. Like, one of the things that was helpful is knowing where they came from, right? Because also too, as you hire people, you might find that, you know, hey, you might find that one source generates a tremendous amount of applications, but they're all crap applications, and you end up always hiring from this other spot, or maybe you know wherever you advertise. So, in kind of knowing the source helps, because I'm trying to gauge, hey, where are the quality people going to come from? And I think though that the video helps, especially in a sales position, because, you know, maybe the words might be crafted differently, and you might say, well, here's a situation, you got this, you got this, and I want you to create a video, and I want you to sell me on this and why I should go. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be something simple. You know, I'm thinking about, you work for Disney, and I'm thinking about taking my family there, but I'm also thinking about going to Universal. So tell me, how would you sell me on going to Disney and have them go through that process? And I think that would be very insightful.
Ah, good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Who paid for the Colby test, and when did that occur during this whole process?
I paid for the Colby test, and then I gave that to them after the interview. So it's at the tail end because I don't want to be paying, you know, they're $50 a pop, so I don't want to pay for that. But I interviewed them, and I thought, you know, they were a good fit. Everything was good. So then now we're at the last leg of things, you know, getting the Colby test,
gotcha.
Getting the disc profile, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I do the disc test before I interview anybody, but because that's free. But
The reason I didn't do it here, I think that if you craft the ad appropriately, most people is, I have an executive assistant and please apply here, right? So there's very little. So if you read my ad, very, very detailed in terms of like the personality. So by the time we got the application, I think that helped in me not having to do that testing up front.
Yeah, good.
At least that's the way I intended it, just that I'd say, you know, by the time they apply, like, they're the type of person that I would want them to apply anyway, and I was just really fine-tuning down to, you know, what they did before, their skills, and seeing, you know, what was the best match.
Yeah, awesome. Okay.
So,
cool.
You know, the other thing I would add to you is that if you have a hard time, I'd say, okay, I write copy, and I'm not saying you wouldn't write a good job description, but you might look at that and say, well, gee, I got to write one, but maybe I don't write as well as Chico does. Another suggestion would be to maybe it would be easy for you to describe your day. Like, in other words, because part of your process, if you think about, if I had the perfect assistant, here's what they'd be doing for me. Here's how the day would roll. You know, and then all of a sudden I get a call from a guy and a contractor and he's here and that there and I need you to handle that because so you kind of like, you almost would give them a glimpse into what your day would be like and what they would handle. And that may make it easier for you to write through that versus trying to write it in the way that I wrote it.
That's interesting. Yeah, I love that. About 5 months ago, I went for 4 days, I wrote down every single thing I did on, you know, whenever I changed doing something. If I was working out for an hour, I'd put in there and I worked out for an hour. If I was on the phone for 15 minutes during that workout, I'd write in there. You know, I'd stop my workout at minute 40 and took a 10-minute phone call and then started my workout again or whatever, you know.
Right.
And that was so insightful as to how much petty stuff I was doing. So I highly encourage everybody to do that exercise. It's amazing.
And that would be insightful because then one of the items would be like, you know, you have to be ready when, you know, one of my tenants calls and says that the toilet just blew up and it's actually sitting at the top of the roof and everybody's running for their lives. You might have to call a couple people to figure that out. And then they have to say, okay, yeah, that sounds exciting. I'd love to do that for you. Right?
Yep. Good. Good deal.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate the comments. So thank you.
Thank you, Chief Chris.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Hello, North Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Nasser, Chris.
Hey, buddy. Oh, yeah, I know you're in heaven right now.
Yeah, man, life has been much easier since I joined it.
Well, no, actually, wait, I was talking about your Carolina. Aren't you a fan of Carolina?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cam Newton, go all the way, man. Yeah,
I know. I've seen pictures of you on Facebook, and are you going to the Super Bowl? Are you going to try to go there?
No, I'm not going to go this year. The tickets are a little bit too much out of my range. when I went in 2014, my father stayed in New Jersey, so I didn't have to pay for hotel anything. So it was easy.
Yeah,
with the class, I was talking to a season ticket holder this morning, and she applied to get the Super Bowl tickets because you have to apply for them.
Right.
If you don't, yeah, you don't get them on a secondary market. And she said that she might let them go. And I told her, hey, look, if you let them go, I'll buy yours and give you a little extra for your time, you know.
Right.
But I just don't want to pay $3,500 a ticket.
Yeah, it's quite pricey. And you're talking to the wrong guy because I am definitely very far from being a football fan. So, so I would be the last one. If they gave me those tickets, I'd definitely be looking to make a profit. So,
right.
But anyway, not to hijack your coming on board. I don't think you came in to talk about the Panthers, so.
No, I didn't. But I have a question for you. And, you know, I think you had this conversation before I joined, from what Gary was telling me. However, I have a stack of postcards. Do you have a video that you train the person to do your skip tracing for? And, like, how do you do it? Because I don't want to skip trace these people now because actually it's time-consuming, unless you tell me I'm the one supposed to be doing it. But I want to know, can I outsource the skip tracing stuff?
I don't think I have to check with Gary because I don't think that is the case. I think there are a few members here, and maybe if somebody's on the line here and it's applicable, maybe you guys can raise your hand and let me know. But I think Justin, yeah, let me bring on Justin because he might have some insight because I think he has been working on that. So let me hold on a second. Justin.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, thank you for raising the hand. Nassar,
yeah.
Would love some input.
So what we're doing right now on the skip tracing is the provider that we're using is TLO, like Tom, Larry, Orange, TLO.com. And I'm actually using my cousin who's in university. And so for her, we pay her $1 per postcard. We send her the physical postcards, and what she'll do is she will run the search. She will get the result back from TLO. She'll turn it into a PDF. She will also update the address in Sales Team Live, which you guys have a video on the site of how to do that. And then she'll send me an invoice and the complete package of all of the PDFs. Then what we do is we give the PDFs to our VA who is calling the hang-ups, and I wrote out a script for her, and she calls those people. So to date, we have never gotten a deal from skip tracing, but the way that we look at it is it's worth, so it's a $1, I pay my cousin for the search, and then $1 to get the record from TLO. So it costs $2 every time we do it. But our philosophy is we don't, you know, we want to keep looking for these opportunities. And also we don't want to keep wasting money on postage when we know it's not getting delivered. So that's what we're doing. So we started this process last summer, maybe. No deals from it yet, but it's helping us, I think, manage our mail costs. And, you know, it's just a numbers game. It's just a matter of time, I think, before we get a deal out of it.
Do you have any idea in terms of, like, I know that I'm not looking for a fixed number, but do you think how much it's saving you? I mean, in general, how many cards do you say that you're doing per month, or is there a number?
Well,
that you're
doing? I think of it this way, right? If we can catch them and get the address updated on the first of 5 postcards, we're saving 4 wasted postcards.
Right.
Being sent.
Okay.
So that pays for it.
Okay, so in other words, even if you didn't get a deal, it's self-liquidating because of the reduced mail cost, so you'll keep on doing it, and eventually a deal will come, which will be a free deal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. And then the other thing is that if we do find the accurate record, we update the record and Sales Team Live, and now they go on and start getting the regular now they get the mail they were supposed to get because we've got the accurate address.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
That's it.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Nassar, does that help?
You might have to mute me out before he can talk.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Nassar, I'm sorry about that. I had you muted by mistake.
Yes, I got it. I got it. That was extremely helpful. That's what I wanted to know, the breakdown of it. So I definitely got some idea, and I use TLO as well. So I'm familiar.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, good. Anything else, Nassar?
No, that's it.
So even though I'm not a football fan, I'll keep an eye on the Panthers for you. Although somebody might be here a fan of the Broncos, so I'll keep an eye on everybody because I'm watching a commercial. Okay.
All right, man. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Justin, since I have you on, anything you wanted to chat about?
No, I'm good. Just sort of status quo here, but thank you for sending me those documents. I'm working through that stuff now.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Let me know anything else you need.
Okay.
I'll put you back on mute. All right. So again, star five, if you are wanting to ask a question, star five will raise your hand. Or star five will lower your hand. What I was going to mention is that I am going to, I didn't put it in a kind of an official package, right? Put it together, the ad that I wrote for the assistant and the questions, everything else, because I was adding and changing some things on the fly as I went along. But what I'll do is I do plan on kind of putting together a formalized document that will have the copy of the ad, that will have the questions and so on, and then we'll also have a narrative on me on kind of what worked and what didn't work, or maybe what I would change, etc. So I do plan on doing that. We'll share it with everyone, and then I do plan on doing that for the real estate side, on the acquisitions guy. The only thing is that my acquisitions ad is going to be different than you guys. And the reason for that is because I'll share with you guys what I'm thinking about doing, but I'm thinking about tapping into the list. Obviously, I have a lot of people that are looking to be real estate investors. What I'm looking for is really looking for somebody to call the sellers, because I'm kind of segregating all the different functions a little bit more. My thought process is if I can get someone from my list, and I'm actually thinking about charging them for that. So that way they're skin in the game. And so the value proposition is really saying to them, look, you would have, if you wanted to learn real estate investing, you would have paid for a coach. You would prepare anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000 for a coach. You would have to do marketing. You would have to do all this other stuff. And obviously you get the help you need. But the coach there is just going to coach you. He doesn't, you know, if you do a deal, don't do a deal. Yeah, he cares. But in general, they're not there like holding your feet to the fire. This is a little bit different because now you are going to be paying because I want to make sure you're serious. But at the same time, you're going to be handing my leads. And so therefore, there's an interest there for me and for you to be successful. And one of the things I found, and I'll bring this up here for you guys that I think may find it of interest. For those people that are on my list, you may have seen I sent out a survey the other day. I sent out a survey because I just want to get a kind of get an idea of the people that are out there looking to do the business brand new. You know, what are they looking to make per year? Like, what's their number, right? Because you and I may think, oh man, I want to make $1 million a year. Anything less than that is just like not even a waste. It's a waste of time. But putting ourselves in somebody's shoes who doesn't have the capabilities that we all have, what is their number, right? And what are they looking to spend per month on marketing? So it was interesting because a lot of numbers, you know, they came up with 120, 100, et cetera. And so then, some people came up with a 300,000. 300,000 is the high end, right? But I think that my goal is if I can find someone that would be ecstatic to make $100,000 a year, then I could structure the compensation in the package so that in the end I'm telling them, look, let's don't focus on the fact that you're not going to get 100% of your deal, right? Because if you do one deal this year, you get 100% of one deal, that's not going to be enough money. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do a lot of deals. And you make a little bit on each one. Certainly not as much. I'm thinking it's going to probably be about 15%. However, though, you're going to make money while you earn. You're going to have a tremendous opportunity to learn this business with transactions, meaning that if a regular investor is going to only do five deals a year, but if I can help you, if you can help me do 30 or 40 deals this year, then all of a sudden I've given you the experience that an investor would take 4 years to get. I'm going to give that to you in a year. And so that's kind of, I'm just working through it in my head. I have to write all that up. I'm just trying to think of it. But that's my intention, is to really to do that. And so I mentioned that because maybe you guys don't have a, I know some of you here don't have a list. But, you know, is it worth, and maybe you have some people that are in that way of thinking and they like to be involved in real estate. And my thought is, hey, maybe I can help them. I control all the systems, the marketing and everything else, so it's a very kind of closed loop there. So it's going to be very difficult. You know, it's going to be hard work for them to duplicate it. But in the end, my goal is just to make it so that it's a very small portion of the business. You know, if they leave, I can replace them with this, someone who's looking for the same opportunity. And so that's kind of like what's going on inside my head. I haven't really, come to terms with it, but that's what I'm going to try and see how that works out. And then that way, I guess what I'm trying to avoid is like, you can find a salesperson, but let's say they were selling alarms and now you got to bring them on board. You have to, there's a lot of stuff you have to do in order to get that person up to speed. They're also going to want a salary, versus if you got somebody that's interested in doing real estate as an entrepreneur, I can probably get away without paying a salary or paying very little, because in the end, they're already in that mindset of the hustle. They want to kind of do deals. And so if I present the opportunity correctly, so I don't know if that's going to work or not, but I am definitely going to try it and see if I could make it work. I think I can. So anyway, that's my goal. I will keep you guys updated on that as well and see how that goes. If you guys are interested, I think you would be. And I'll share with you the results. But I wanted to get this person hired here, the one that I interviewed today. I get that squared away. And then at that point, then I'll be able to start working on that position. And this person that I'm hiring would also help me with the screening process. So that's the reason I'm bringing her on board, is because then she would help me sift and sort through the applications. Here's what I'm looking for. Make sure they have this, and kind of bring them down into a manageable number that then we can go ahead and have a chance of me just speaking with two or three people and then making an offer to them and seeing what transpires. So I will keep you guys updated on that, and I don't have anything else outside of that, so I'll give it one last call for questions. If you have a question, hit *5 to raise your hand, *5 to raise your hand, and otherwise then we will end the call. If you missed the beginning part of this call where I kind of went through the process of the ad, we'll be sending out an email with the recording, so you'll be able to listen to it, and I think that's it. So I appreciate everybody being on the call today. And as always, if you have any questions, support@reivault.com to go ahead and anything you need, whatever it is, please send us an email. And if you want Gary and I to personally review a deal, then dealhelp@reivault.com, dealhelp@reivault.com. Hope everybody has a tremendous week, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.